Good evening. This is Radio Nepal. I'm Deependra Silwal with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister K.P. Sarma Oli declares Nepal self-reliant on livestock products. Education Ministry urges educational institutions to adopt health protocol while conducting teaching-learning activities. Government of Germany to provide grant assistance worth 1.4 billion rupees to foster green recovery and inclusive development in Nepal. And North Korea fires two ballistic missiles into the Sea of Japan. Now, the news in detail. Prime Minister K.P. Sarma Oli has stressed on promoting commercial production, quitting life sustenance production for the development of the country. Addressing a program organized by Agriculture and Livestock Development Ministry in Lalitpur today to announce Nepal's self-reliance on livestock products, Prime Minister Oli vowed to forward the plans for increasing agro-produce with the aim of exporting agriculture products, saying the remittance would not be a reliable source for all the time for the country to move ahead. Prime Minister Oli stressed on the need of creating jobs in domestic markets. Prime Minister Oli urged youths to get engaged in income-generating ventures and asked the insurance companies to reduce the premium for agriculture insurance. Also speaking on the occasion, Agriculture and Livestock Development Minister Padma Kumari Arial said the ministry has forwarded a plan to make the country self-reliant in animal and agriculture products within 5 years with the aim of exporting such products. She also announced the plan to set up agriculture lab in every school to educate young people about agriculture sector and setting up integrated educational program for enhancing farmers' skills. Prime Minister and Chairperson of the CPN-UML K.P. Sarma Oli has called the party's parliamentary party meeting for tomorrow. Chief Whip of the party, Bishal Bhattrai, affirms that Prime Minister Oli has called the meeting for tomorrow at 3 p.m. at Baluwatar. He added that the parliamentary party meeting of the party would discuss on the intra-party disputes, contemporary issues and future course of the party. The Agriculture Cooperative and the Natural Resources Committee of the House of Representatives is set to inspect the Upper Tamakosi Hydroelectricity Project from the 27th to 30th of March. Committee President Purna Kumari Subedi said the decision has been taken to deploy an 11-member parliamentary team for the inspection of the project. The project is preparing to start power generation from one of its units by mid-April. The government of Federal Republic of Germany has agreed to provide a grant assistance of 1.4 billion rupees to foster green recovery and inclusive development in Nepal. Joint Secretary of the Ministry of Finance, Sri Krishna Nepal, and German Ambassador to Nepal, Roland Seifer, signed a financial and technical cooperation agreement on behalf of their respective governments today. This new initiative will support the private and public sectors to expand grid-connected solar farms, solar irrigations and industrial rooftop solar in semi-urban areas for an inclusive income growth. In remote areas, the initiative aims at promoting isolated solar mini-grids, providing reliable and clean electricity to the rural population. Ramgram Municipality in Namalparasi is receiving 622 million rupees World Bank grant for urban infrastructure development. The Nepal Urban Governance Infrastructure Project and the municipality have signed an agreement for the project that runs with the financial assistance from the World Bank. Ramgram Municipality said the grants would be used for management of roads and garbage. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Landline phone ma samasya cha
1498 ma phone garnus
samasya postpaid ma ni aayo
1498 ma phone garnus
oho samje prepaid ko puk number pani chahiye thyo
tesko lagi pani 1498 ma phone garnus
नेपाल टेलिकमको GSM CDMA मोबाइल तथा ल्यान्डलाइनमा कुनै पनि समस्या आएमा जे जे सोध्न मन छ 1498 मा फोन गरेर सोध्नुहोस् यो नम्बरमा फोन गर्दा पैसा लाग्दैन
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज Ministry of Education, Science and Technology has urged all not to gather crowds while teaching and learning in schools and colleges and adopt health protocol to stem the resurgence of coronavirus infection. A spokesperson of the ministry, Deepak Sarma, informed that a meeting led by Education Minister Krishna Gopal Shrestha and held at Singh Darbar today urged all concerned bodies to maintain high alert in educational institutions to avoid the coronavirus infection risk. Likewise, the meeting also called the educational institutions not to organize any crowd gathering programs like seminars, assemblies and anniversaries. Finance Minister Bishnu Prasad Paudel has said the government will implement tough measures to curb every possible revenue leakage and other irregularities. Addressing a meeting of the Central Revenue Leakage Control Committee at the ministry today, Minister Paudel directed the officials concerned not to leave anyone involved in irregularities but protect the innocent ones. House Speaker Agni Prasad Sapkota and Pakistani Ambassador to Nepal Saeed Haider Shah have held a cordial meeting at Singh Darbar today. On the occasion, Speaker Sapkota expressed happiness over unhindered friendly ties between Nepal and Pakistan for last 61 years and said both countries could collaborate in mountaineering, hydropower and other sectors. Similarly, Ambassador Shah vowed to lobby for collaboration on trade and other sectors between the two countries. He also expressed Pakistan's belief in achieving peace and prosperity through the South Asian Association of Regional Cooperation. The Ministry of Health and Population has reported 120 new coronavirus infection cases and 85 recoveries in the last 24 hours. The ministry unveiled the data that out of more than 276,500 infected people, more than 272,200 have recovered from the infection. The ministry has not reported any corona-related death to date. You are listening to Radio Nepal's English News. Now some international updates. The US and Japan have confirmed that North Korea has fired two ballistic missiles into the Sea of Japan. This is the first such test since Joe Biden became the US president. Pyongyang is banned from testing ballistic missiles considered threatening weapons under UN Security Council's resolutions. Both Japan and South Korea have condemned the test. It comes just days after North Korea reportedly fired two non-ballistic missiles into the LOC. Japan said no debris had fallen within its territorial waters. The daily count of coronavirus cases in India has crossed 53,000 for the first time since the 6th of November. Yesterday alone, India reported 53,476 new infections, among which almost 32,000 cases were from Maharashtra. The Indian Health Ministry has said a new double mutant variant of coronavirus has been identified in 206 people. However, the officials have said there is no direct link of the new variant detected with the ongoing shares in the state. Now, general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in Province 1 and Gandaki Province along with the hilly regions of the country. It will remain mainly fair in the rest of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this bulletin. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister K.P. Sarma Oli declares Nepal self-reliant on livestock products. Education Ministry orders educational institutions to adopt health protocol while conducting teaching learning activities. Government of Germany to provide grant assistance worth 1.4 billion rupees to foster green recovery and inclusive development in Nepal. And North Korea fires two ballistic missiles into the Sea of Japan. That's the end of news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next bulletin in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.